Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. I think this is a welcome switch up for Sammy P because we're going to talk some college football instead of the NFL. I could see us spiraling down the more and more we talk about the NFL, and I certainly understand why. Joe O, Sammy P, Monday Morning Market Moves. We do college football, then the NFL in 20 minutes from right now, taking a look at the upcoming week and seeing how the market is moving. And we certainly have some examples that are worth discussing. But we're not going to start with sides and totals. We're not going to start there with the upcoming slate. We're going to start with the biggest award in college football. It's this one, and it's really nothing else even close. And that, of course, is the Heisman Trophy. Sam, if we go to the very top of the board, what do we see in the Heisman Trophy race?
We see a Bet Sweats party is what we see. According to BetMGM, Carson Beck, John Mateer have the two best chances to win the Heisman Trophy. Hey, now.
Woo! Let's go. That's it, man. Looking good. It's very, very early, right? But yes. I like where we sit. It was a gimme game for Oklahoma. They throttled Temple 42-3. Mateer had a good game. And part of my case for double dipping, which I did this past week, was, look, Auburn's coming up. I think they can beat Auburn. They're at home for that game. Oklahoma is. And then you've got a gimme in Kent State, one of the worst teams in the country. So now we're talking about sitting 5-0, and we're getting hype going into the game against Texas. And, dude, Arch doesn't look good.
He stinks.
I mean, this guy, speaking of the Heisman favorite, he all offseason looks awful. They win over UTEP 27-10. That's not supposed to happen with a Texas team that has the next coming at quarterback. He's going to be the number one pick moving forward. Every draft he enters, he's going to be the number one pick. No. Okay, you bounce back in San Jose State, but maybe not to the level some were hoping. UTEP 27-10, Manning 114 passing yards.
That has been the toughest team to power rate for me all season. And I take some responsibility for that, but when you talk to lifetime odds makers and bookmakers, and they all tell you that Texas is the highest power rated team in the country, you have to listen. So coming into the season, I had Texas number one because everybody that makes numbers said Texas is number one. So where are they now? I've knocked them down every week. I had them at three in the country, and I don't want to get too crazy with that, but like, how are they top five? I just don't, they're not a top five team in the country right now. But you can't, when you're making like numbers, you're not supposed to overreact this rapidly. But sometimes it's warranted. I mean, clearly the books were wrong. And I was wrong because I believed in the guys that I believed in. But then you looked up coming into the Ohio State game, Texas is favored to win the title and Arch is favored to win the Heisman. So we were given this bill of goods that Texas is elite and they will be better than they were last year because they have Arch Manning at quarterback. And now you look, MGM's got 30-1. I wouldn't bet 100-1 on Arch Manning. They just, they can't float it out because they've got so much liability already built in. I mean, guys were betting 8-1, 7-1, 6-1 in the summer, just firing bets on Arch Manning. And I haven't recalibrated yet. I mean, how do you put that team in the top five power rating wise? Like I had them 3 last week and I felt bad about that. I'm like, oh my God, are they really 3rd? But I didn't want to get too crazy with the rating because a loss to Ohio State is not a bad loss. But then when you can't move the ball against UTEP, it's like I have to drop them another point and a half, I think. You can't drop them 4 points. That's ridiculous. And Ohio State, I'm sorry, everybody thinks Ohio State would be a 7-point favorite over Texas on a neutral, and that would not happen. Just would not happen. But I think that's the toughest team to power rate right now because the talent is there. But the red zone offense is horrible, and their quarterback stinks right now. It's a very, very tough team to put a number next to.
I get it. And I'm looking at the number this week. I'm like, 41.5? Yeah, I know Sam Houston sucks. So does UTEP. And it wasn't even close. 41.5, I don't think they should be 41.5 over anybody. I've been staring at that, wondering. I was looking at that during the NFL games. Like, that's a crazy number for the way that Texas has been playing. But you do a good job of explaining why that's the number, because they were all the way up there. And yes, okay, they've had subpar performances, down a little. You don't want to overreact. Then you get hammered going the other way. But, man, right. I've been unimpressed. Very unimpressed.
Yeah, of course, but I've been unimpressed with 2 teams. And I know we're going to talk about some of these lines that have moved, but I think – this is a very difficult question to answer right now. And I have to do this. I have to be ready for this at 1 o'clock Eastern on Bear Bets. Who's the best team in college football right now? No idea. I have no idea. Penn State is still my highest power rated team. They are. Penn State also doesn't look like they give a damn because they haven't played anybody. So it's they didn't cover against Villanova. Their season starts in 2 weeks against Oregon. That's when their season starts. And guess what? They're going to be favored in that game. Even though Oregon might have looked better so far, Penn State is still favored. And you look at the board at MGM, Ohio State's favored, then Georgia and Penn State right behind them, then Texas, then Oregon. You have 5 teams right now that are within plus 550 and 7-1. I mean, it's not even who's the best team. It's who do you want to bet? And I would love the title game that I would love to see would be Oregon against Miami. I think that would be a sensational national championship game.
Yeah.
But I don't have either of them in my top 3 right now.
Maybe the numbers are wrong. Yeah. We were talking off air with David Dykstra, a big Penn State guy. He's like, they're not a top 2 Big Ten team. All summer, they're the best Big Ten team. It's finally Franklin's time. He's like, yeah, they're 3-0, but he's watching every down. Like, no, they're not that good. Okay, to your question about who's the best team. People are going to say, well, LSU right now is the best team in the SEC. Why not them? Because I don't know if Clemson's any good. That's why. How do you power rate them? How do you power rate Clemson at this point?
I don't know. That's another tough one. So I had them 5th coming into the season, and last week I had them 8th, and I mean, they're still going to get respect. I don't know why, but you look at their title odds, and they've fallen down to like 12th. So how low can you go? The quarterback stinks. It's crazy to me that people were so willing to bet Arch Manning or Cade Klubnik to win the Heisman. This is why you just can't do it. You can't fall for this summer stuff every year. Every year, They jam somebody down your throat, whether it's Spencer Rattler or DJU or Arch Manning or whoever it is. You can't do it. As for the games that have moved so far this week, they're betting Illinois. Now, Indiana opened 5, which I thought was high. And I'm not an Illinois backer this year by any stretch, but I thought Indiana -5 was a crazy high line in the Hassan Gurch Bowl to settle it all this weekend in Bloomington. So Indiana opens as a 5-point favorite. BetMGM is 4.5. Other books are 4. Circa is 3.5. Early push on the Illini, and honestly, it makes sense. It does. I never thought Indiana should have been a 5-point favorite.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, I'm forgetting who it was. I saw a college football analyst kind of like do his breakdown of the rankings, and he was annoyed at Illinois' ranking. Because if you look at them and you look at some of the other teams that are below them, has Illinois really proven that they're better than a lot of the teams that they're above? And we deal with power ratings, and you do a great job with yours, but a lot of people will look at the rankings and some of them crazy enough to make bets based on that. Like Georgia Tech, he was pointing out, and I think it's certainly fair. You look at that resume, you look at what they did over the weekend against Clemson, and they also won at Colorado. Like, how are they so many spots below Illinois? Illinois got the hype in the offseason. That's the reason. They got the hype. People bought into it. They haven't lost yet. So that's why they're going to be so much higher than a lot of other teams. We don't know yet if it's deserved hype. We're going to have a better idea after Saturday.
Yeah, it's a big stance by the house against Illinois. And as much fun as I like to have with Illinois and their fans, because their fans are very funny, like, oh, we beat Duke and we beat Western Michigan. We're a top 10 team. I mean, there are two teams that I think are properly misranked in the AP poll. You mentioned Georgia Tech, and how about Vanderbilt? I mean, Vanderbilt's got 2 monster wins already. Monster wins for them with a win total of 5, 5.5. They're already 3-0. So the AP poll to me, I don't put a lot of stock in. I don't really care.
Joe.
From a number standpoint, I had Illinois 3 points better than Indiana last week going into Saturday. Indiana plays Indiana State, wins by 70. Whatever. And then Illinois is up 10-0 on Western Michigan at half. Illinois pulls away, wins 38-0. But, I mean, if I had Illinois 3 points better last week, you don't really move either of those teams. So how do we get from Illinois 3 on a neutral to Indiana 5 at home? I don't understand it. And you've seen the money come in on Illinois. Again, they took 5, took 4.5, and took 4. Another team that they're betting this week is Duke. Duke opens 2 at home against NC State. And now Duke is laying 3, 3.5. Duke has taken money in 2 straight weeks and gotten destroyed. Destroyed. If you bet them, at least, because I bet them against Illinois, because, again, I believed in the numbers and believed in the market, and the market was way wrong on Duke. So then Duke goes to Tulane on Saturday with the old Tulane quarterback playing for Duke, and Tulane wins. So, like, Duke has taken money week 2, week 3, loss, loss, and here they are taking money again from 2 to 3, 3.5. The market keeps betting Duke. Duke keeps underperforming.
I will give the AP poll voters this bit of credit, and maybe you would disagree with this, but they kept Notre Dame in there, 0-2. Close loss against Miami, close loss on Saturday, right, so, against Elko. So you don't see that normally, but I'm okay with it. Like, we know what's going to happen. Notre Dame is almost a 4-touchdown favorite against Perdue. That's inside of 4 touchdowns because of the results for the Irish so far. But yes, you would think that they're going to stomp them. I don't know that they're going to cover the number. But, yeah, I would give them that credit. That's a power rating thing, right? Like, they're closer on that, but they're so wrong on so many other things. As far as other games that have moved, does anything else stand out? Like, as far going through key numbers, I'm not seeing any of that, but there have been, you know, 1-2 point adjustments here or there.
Cal is getting bet against. So Cal has started 3-0 because they have this freshman phenom, yeah, JKS, who's been unbelievable. Beat Oregon State, beat Minnesota as a dog. And now you see Cal go, oh, all right, let's see the market. Open Cal 13 on the road at San Diego State. And now there are 11.5s in the market. So, okay, it's one thing to do it as a dog at home twice. Now we're going to make you a 13-point favorite on the road. So Cal open 13 down to 11.5. Key number-wise, though, you're right, like, not much yet. They're betting Michigan at Nebraska.
Michigan, I was going to bring that up. Yeah.
Yeah. 1-1.5 out to 2.5 now. BetMGM. Underwood looked pretty good. Again, how much stock do you put into a win over Central Michigan? I don't know. But nothing like drastically through a 7 or a 14 or a 21 or anything like that. That Notre Dame game, if we can go back there for a second. So they opened 27. Mm-hmm. 25.5 now at Chris. So early, yep, bites on Purdue.
Is Gertz in trouble with his 10 toes after a 73-0 victory over the weekend? He said 0-9 in the Big Ten. That's what I want.
Favorite at home. 5-point favorite on the open against Illinois.
Monday morning market moves on the NFL next. This is BetSwitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.